Being on Jeopardy was just one of those things. I think I've been watching it since high school, and I've always loved to play along. My husband kept encouraging me to take the test. You can go online. There's an anytime test, so you can sit down and take it anytime. I think you can take it once a year. And so I decided to try it last March, and after I took the test, I felt like I'd done pretty well. And then I got an email inviting me to take another test, and then another email with another audition. So it's a little bit of a process that they put you through, and I'm sure make sure you're serious about coming on the show too. And so then that was March of 2024 that I started. And then March of 2025, I got the call that they wanted me to come on the show. So it was quite an adventure to get to that point. It was very exciting.
Was there anything in you that thought that was a prank call?
Absolutely. But I had kind of done a little research, like online and stuff. Of course, there's communities of other Jeopardy people like me. And so that I kind of knew that they would call, and they had said to us with the process that they'd call and they'd text to let us know that this is it, this is legit. And so I got that. I got the call and the text and everything all at once and called back to find out what they wanted.
Wow. So you went out in May and did your taping.
Yes.
So tell us about the studio. Like, is it bigger or smaller than you thought? Tell us about that whole experience and having your family there.
Yeah, so I w when this all came up, my sons both live out of state, and I wasn't sure if they would be able to join us, but it was really exciting because they both were able to. My oldest lives in New York City and my youngest lives in Northern California, so they both flew in. My husband was there. And I don't know, Jeopardy is something I've watched every single day, just about. Like, we record it, I'll watch it when I can. So it felt very familiar to me. And maybe it's just one of those kind of surreal experiences that I had imagined it and pictured it happening. So, but yeah, it really felt really cool to be there in that area. And Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, they're all taped in the same area. So, we got to see a lot of the memorabilia and Emmys and things like that. So just seeing that was a pinch me moment too. And I was a huge Alex Trebek fan, so it was really cool to be there where he had been. And now Ken, I think, does such an amazing job as the host. So getting him say my hearing him say my name was so fun, and getting to meet other people that are as enthusiastic about it as I was just such a dream.
So honestly, is Ken Jennings as nice a guy as he seems?
Unbelievably nice. So everybody there was amazing. I was so impressed from the whole process. Very particular about things like making sure my name was pronounced correctly and things like that, and very conversational, like trying to help us get the nerves out as we were playing. And so I really think it's just such a top-notch operation.
Yeah. So, for all the armchair Jeopardy experts at home who think they could nail it, no sweat if they went on TV and did this, what do you say?
I say go for it, absolutely. You never know too. It's really a matter of what categories. And when I play along at home, some days I am rocking it, and other days I'm like, oh, that was a lot of science on there. And I have strengths and weaknesses. And so I think we all would say that. But I kind of treated it like grad school. And I got my PhD from Florida State. And so during that whole process, I studied a lot and studied about different topics. And that's kind of what I did. I put a little notebook together, decided to focus on my strengths and things like that. And so I've always been a lifelong learner, is my joke. I'm a teacher too. And so it was just kind of natural to me to get to do that.
So you literally created a Jeopardy study guide for yourself.
I did. I said, what do I want to focus on? I'm a history teacher, so of course, a lot of brushing up on history and literature, things like that for me, things that I loved. And I decided to focus on my strengths and really work on those categories.
Well, you went for something that most people will not be brave enough to go for, and you're a little older when you did it. What
Yes.
advice can you give us?
If there is something that has been sitting on your bucket list, to go for it and take that chance, because having that experience, getting the experience with my family, I met some amazing people that also were part of the process. It was just an incredible amount of fun. So I think it's never too late to go after something that you want, right? And so don't push things off. I know I'm guilty of that sometimes too. It took me a while to take the test, but I'm so glad that I did.
And finally, you can't really tell us anything, right?
Of course not. I want everybody to tune in. It's so fun, just such a blast.